Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
New South Wales Origin halfback Mitchell Pearce's future hangs in the balance after a wild night of partying ended with the Sydney Roosters star being kicked out of two Sydney night spots, arrested and under police investigation for an interaction with a woman. With the latest, Tom Stifford from Nine News. G'day, Tom.
G'day, guys. Yeah, look, it's sort of a bit of a developing story, this one. You mentioned there was the arrest, there was the incident, as we understand, at a couple of venues in Sydney's east. And look, now coming to light is this CCTV footage from the Beach House nightclub. We obtained it at Channel 9 and going over it with a fine-tooth comb at the moment. There's 16 different camera angles from inside the nightclub, and you can see there is clearly an incident involving Mitchell Pearce and a young woman. The woman is walking through the nightclub. She's wearing a dress with the slit up the side of it. It catches Mitchell Pearce's attention, and he sort of shapes to go over, and it's not clear whether he wants to talk to her or reach out towards her or something. He can't quite get to her, and then a few seconds later, she's a little bit closer, and he seems to head in her direction, and there's clearly an incident then that takes place. Now, the exact nature of that is what police are investigating as we speak. But the one thing that's clear from the footage is that the woman is not impressed. She's upset with what happens, and there just so happens to be uniformed police in the nightclub at the time. She goes straight to them. She points straight to Mitchell Pearce, and from there, that's where this investigation really starts to kick off.
Wow. Well, okay, Tom. Now, Tom, how does it work? I saw your report last night, and at the time I was thinking, okay, you know, most people were fingers crossed. It was just a situation where Mitchell was going to be asked to leave, and he got a bit aggravated, and that's why they took him and gave him the infringement notice at King's Cross Police Station. Then when I saw your report, you spoke about the CCTV vision at the Beach House. How does that work, Tom? Did they just hand you over the CCTV, or does the Nine Network actually buy that?
Look, we had numerous people talking to us yesterday that claimed to have vision of the incident, and we go through it all and try and figure out who's got what and what actually shows what happened, kind of thing. And clearly, from our perspective, the place that that had the vision of most interest was inside Beach House. They told us that, you know, it was talking to one of the managers there. He said that there was vision of what happened outside, and, you know, he said basically it was an arrest. There wasn't much to it. He said what happened inside is the point of interest. And we thought, okay, well, okay, there's clearly more to this. And it's once you see that vision that it'll be up to others to decide. We'll play the vision and let people make their own judgments on it. But there's clearly something more to this.
Did the Beach House, did they put a price on the vision, Tom?
I wouldn't go too far into it, but there were some discussions had.
So tonight on the news, mate, obviously you can't go too much into what you've seen, but in your opinion, is the video surveillance damning to Mitchell Pearce?
Look, I wouldn't use the word damning, but I'd also say it's not a good look what happens. What are we, 9 days out from Origin? He's on the drink at 1:30 in the cross. I mean, that's not an offence, but it's probably not the smartest move when you're getting ready for that stuff. But more importantly, it's what happens with this woman. As I say, it'll be up to her to decide whether she wants to make a formal complaint, up to police whether they want to proceed with anything or not. But something clearly happens. You know, everyone, when they see this vision, you'll watch it and go, oh. Okay.
Tom, has a woman obviously went across to the policeman in the club and said, this is what's happened, pointed to Mitchell Pearce, is what you said. Is she now giving a statement? Is she involved in this whole investigation? Because she sounds like the absolute key to this.
Yeah, and police actually held a press conference later yesterday to talk about this. They said that from their perspective, there was an incident between two people, and they said they want to speak to the other party in this again. So, look, it didn't actually make it clear whether they had this woman's details or not, but they obviously do want to talk to her again, and I think by the time this vision goes to air tonight, everyone will get a pretty clear look at who it is. This girl's friends are going to know who she is, and they will have talked about what happened, and I'd say it won't take long for police to be able to actually get in contact with her and chat further about what happened in the early hours of yesterday morning.
Yeah, like you said, a developing story. Thanks, Tom. We'll look forward to hearing your report on Channel 9 News tonight.
Good on you guys. Cheers.
Thanks, mate.
It's the Grill Team on Triple M, 25 to 8.